The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the crowd had eaten their fill, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. But it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came down toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and he cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Gospel of the Lord. It's amazing to walk on the water. Indeed, and Peter managed to walk for a few steps. But baby, it is not... He's horrified. The wind is so strong, the waves so horrible. So he was frightened and he sank. But he cried out, "Lord, save me." It's so true. Many times in life, we approach many problems, difficulties, and we don't know how to deal with it. "Lord, save me." This is trust. We learn from Peter. He has many things that we learn from him. He's courageous to walk on the water. And he said to Jesus, "I will not betray you, even all the other people, I will not." But that same night, he betrayed Jesus 3 times. But then he said, at the end, before Jesus was ascended to heaven, in the Sea of Galilee, Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" for 3 times. And Peter's contrition, just for 3 words, "Jesus, I love you. Jesus, you know that I love you." Simple contrition, and this important. Many times we say long, long prayers, but without a heart. Better a short prayer with a heart. So Jesus is always listening. Short prayer, "Lord, save me." Peter, "Jesus, you know that I love you." So from Peter, we learn, although he got the key of heaven, but still he himself don't let Jesus help him to open the door of heaven through Jesus. And Paul usually has a sword in his hand in the statue to fight against the old man. That's what Paul always saying. Let us live down the old self and live the new self. The new self means live Jesus. It's always a renewed thing. We can't say that just once and forever. To follow Jesus, not one way. It's a path. Come and follow me. Follow means step by step. You can say just already one calling and then you are in heaven. No, you have to follow Jesus. Walk to the Calvary on the cross. Even stretch out his hand. Even crying, God, Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me? All these feelings of passiveness, of suffering, Jesus did for us, and we have to follow him. So we follow these two disciples, beside the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul. There's a sign that we follow them, the footpath towards Calvary.